Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace to you, my friends. To all my podcast listeners, this is Pastor Paul. I'm reading from my book, Revelation to Transformation, How Seeing Jesus Will Change Your Life. I'm at the bottom of page 60 in chapter 6, titled The Scripture That Changed My Life. That scripture, by the way, is 1 Corinthians 6:12. My first investigation into this text led me to ask some obvious questions. Why didn't Paul just invoke the awesome power of the law? He saw people committing fornication within the church, and he made no mention of the responsibilities of marriage under Mosaic law. He knew that most of these believers knew the Ten Commandments forward and backward, yet he never quotes the mighty seventh commandment, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," Exodus 20 and 14. Why would Paul fail to bring hellfire and brimstone down on these Christians? The answer to these questions is the heartbeat of the new covenant. Paul knew that reinforcing the law to believers was the spark that ignited sin in their lives. He told them later in this very letter, "The strength of sin is the law," 1 Corinthians 15:56. And to the church at Rome, he states, "The commandment came, sin revived, and I died," Romans 7 and 9. This is the reason that he says to Corinth what we covered in a previous chapter, "Awake to righteousness and sin not," 1 Corinthians 15:34. Well, Pastor, don't you think that believers just need more willpower? Their problem isn't ignorance, it's just plain laziness. Well, I can only pose that question because that's the way I used to preach. The odd thing is, while I was hammering away at lazy Christians, I was struggling with various areas in my own life. All the while, I had a very limited understanding of how finished the finished work of Christ was. In retrospect, my chief problem was not effort, it was ignorance. Until I comprehended the love of Christ for me, in spite of all of my problems, I struggled beneath the weight of performance-based Christianity. The Apostle Paul shared my sentiments when he spoke of his own struggles with sin. He said, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find." That's Romans 7:18. Notice that he claims to have the willpower, but the ability to overcome still eludes him. In other words, he isn't lazy, he's just ignorant. Of course, Paul found the answer to his problem, and it's the same answer for you and me. It wasn't more willpower, effort, or any other hidden thing. The answer for Paul to overcome the various areas of failure in his life was the knowledge of who Jesus is. He said, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." That's Romans 7, verses 24 and 25. He found his deliverance not in the things, but in the person of Jesus Christ. Armed with the knowledge of Christ's finished work and confident that believers need constant reinforcement of who they are because of that finished work, Paul inserts his most profound statement of the new covenant. "All things are lawful unto me," now stands in stark contrast to dependence on works and performance. If all things are lawful, the law holds no dominion over Paul. If all things are lawful, to invoke the thundering power of the Mosaic Law or the Ten Commandments is to preach backwards, as if moving away from the cross. It is impossible for Paul to remain true to the spirit of the new covenant if he continues to link a believer's salvation to his own performance instead of to Jesus's. This is not taking sin lightly. It is simply a refusal to take the cross lightly. Well, aren't you afraid that telling people all things are lawful for them will lead them to do some terrible things? I'm not afraid to proclaim this message because the Apostle Paul wasn't afraid, and I take my cue on how to preach New Covenant from the man who preached it first. With that in mind, it is important to remember that if we're going to take our preaching tips from Paul, we must be quick to emphasize what he emphasized with the same passion, power, and fervor that he did. We cannot just proclaim all things as lawful without also being radical about the message of grace and the reinforcement of the believer's standing. Paul was radical in his "all things are lawful" statement, but no more radical than he was about Jesus. One of the problems I've noticed with some ministries that proclaim the message of grace is that they place far more emphasis on what we can do with our liberty than on the source of our liberty. The message of grace is not about a doctrine or a philosophy, but about a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul declares all things as lawful, he can do so with no fear because he has spent so much time establishing a higher morality through Christ's finished work. To designate all things as lawful is simply to place more emphasis on Christ having fulfilled the law rather than on man's liberty to do anything he wants. And I'll stop there and I'll pick up with a question as we continue reading from the sixth chapter of my book, Revelation to Transformation, and we'll do that tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.